Another day's work.
Welcome to the office, Miss Ro Del Grazzi.
Another day's work.
Oh my goodness.
Now, is there such a thing as sexual harassment within our little wonderful room here?
No, and there's no such thing as sexual harassment in the restaurant business or in Gingerland's show.
And if there ever were to be any, you could not blame that on Ginger.
No.
I have never coerced, forced, made anyone do anything they didn't want to do.
No, you have not. And one day, I want to say one day that I will be able to multitask and talk on the radio and tweet at the same time. But today's not the day.
You know what? That's okay. Take baby steps and you're going to get there.
I retweeted you the other day.
You did. You retweeted when? Okay, I'll out you what you retweeted. First of all, you're listening to Blame It on Ginger.
Yeah.
I am Ginger Lynn with
Ro Del Grazzi.
And yes, you are here with us right here, right now, listening to us live. Yes, you are. And what Ro Del Grazzi retweeted was that we are back up on iTunes. Woohoo! We had a little bit of downtime there, just a day or two. And, you know, I need a list of rules, and then I need you to read them to me.
And then we break them.
Well, not if I know them. But
I think we still break them.
Maybe we should change the name of the show to Blame It on Ro Del Grazzi.
Can we get Diet Coke as the sponsor?
Do you want a Diet Coke?
No. I don't actually drink soda. Is that weird? I drink coffee. I drink wine.
You drink coffee?
I drink iced tea.
Coffee?
Yeah, I love coffee.
I
show the camera
accent.
My bruise? Let's see. Can we see it?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Where'd you get that
my God.
One?
Chris. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Is that
favorite.
A thumb? Is his thumb that,
that big?
When
his
he
thumb
holds
is
you
that
down?
Big. No. That's a dick print. I'm just kidding. No, I got that. You know, I shot a shotgun for the first time.
It's the recoil?
Yeah.
The recoil. You weren't ready for it.
No.
That'll kick your ass.
I started with a 9mm. I went to a baby shower and then I went to a gun range.
Oh, I thought you were shooting guns at the baby shower.
I do that every Sunday. That's my Sunday
baby
shower.
First the Lord,
yes.
Then the baby showers and the gun range. We go with the Lord.
I say it differently. I don't say we go with the Lord. Sunday mornings I get down on my knees. First thing in the morning.
And then she prays. Hey, I'm going to take a halt. Can we get them as a sponsor? I'm sick list.
You sound like you've had a little cold.
Yeah, I got a little cold.
Are you a little snotty?
I am, yeah. No, when I left here the next day, I was in
last week?
Yeah, last week. I was done.
It was not me. The only week I was sick was the very first week we launched the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I bronchitis.
Yeah,
I was
remember that?
2 days off from they said having pneumonia.
Yeah. Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. I was fucking sick as shit. But
and you did the show
every day.
Every day.
I've never missed a show.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So
for me, it is.
Yeah. This is my Saturday.
Busy. Don't you know I have things I'm doing all the time?
I had a baby shower. I went to the gun range and then I watched the unbootleg version of. I saw the bootleg version of 12 Years a Slave.
A bootleg version. Oh.
And at one point.
Is that the one that's sent out by SAG?
No, it wasn't even that one.
It was a
literally
real
like
bootleg.
A real bootleg. Like,
somebody went into a movie theater with a camera and shot it. And then
at one point,
did you buy it down on the corner?
No, it was on the internet.
Oh, okay.
I got it on the internet, and at one point, the guy must have fallen asleep because the camera goes shoop, like. I'm like, really? Buddy, this is
that's
a good
a testament
film.
To a good movie.
Can we pay attention?
The guy who is bootlegging the movie to make his money, to make his living, to get out of the slums, that's going in and stealing footage, falls asleep during an Academy Award
winning
film.
And you see somebody
film.
Putting on their jacket in front of them, and somebody's coughing. I'm like, this is the worst bootleg I've ever. Really?
But you come to expect that.
Did
from
you
a
enjoy
bootleg.
The movie?
Yeah. No, I love the movie. The movie was great, but it makes me sad just because that was part of our history.
I haven't seen it, so don't tell me the ending.
Well, it's about slavery. If you did,
still,
I don't want to be a
tell me,
spoiler
don't,
alert.
Don't, hello, I just said don't tell me the ending.
Is that the ending? That might be just the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, but I get very over empathetic. Is my mic on? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you
loud
just fine.
Clear.
Like
it's my
you're
ears.
Yelling at me and shit now. And I didn't do anything to make you mad. And you're so mean to
Hello?
Me. And I don't understand it.
That's why. No, but.
Oh, yeah. There's a little button there.
Duh.
If you turn that. We can hear you.
It's my
just
first fun. Day on the radio. Hi, guys.
Welcome, Rodel Grazzi.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here. I get over empathetic when I watch movies like that.
Do you?
Know
I mean?
Yeah,
do
I totally cry? Do. I do. I get upset and I want to save the world. And then, you know what bothers me too? I get very over empathetic for homeless people. Like, I want to save homeless people, but I don't like rude homeless people. Or rude people that ask me for money. Like, just be nice. Like, this guy, when I was getting the ticket this afternoon, like, when I was doing my tap card, he's like, yo, I need $3. I'm stuck. I'm like, hey. That's not my problem, buddy. Because you're rude. Like, if you were nicer,
right,
I might consider giving you a buck. But he's like, hey, I'm in a jam. Hey, so am I.
Yeah, we're both.
It's L.A.
Right? Be nice.
You know...
Is that like, or does, because I know people that don't want to give anybody any money, but I don't mind. I just, and I also, if I give you money, don't have a thank you as your response.
Oh, there's a way to stop them. Like when I was in the Haight-Ashbury area, every step and a half, a kid
is
asking me for change.
In San Francisco,
you know?
Right?
In San Francisco,
kids
Haight-Ashbury.
Hard. Like that's little hard. Kids.
Can you spare it? Can you spare money?
Teenage kids kids?
These are teenage kids. So I don't know what I'd done, but I had my underwear in my pocket that day. So
that's where I keep mine.
Yeah. But you can
it's
do
another
this.
Day just, for Stevie.
Just put underwear in your pocket when you know you're going to be asked for change.
Can I just ask you really quickly, why do you have underwear in your pocket?
I don't remember. I just remember I was in San Francisco, and for some reason I had to take my underwear off and put it in my pocket. It was probably wet. And I remember
probably wet. Go over something like that and go.
I don't know why. I had to put my underwear in my pocket.
They
were probably wet.
It was too many years ago, but I do remember them asking me for change, and I knew I didn't have change, but I like grabbed my pockets and I looked at them and I went, I don't know, let me check. And then I reached into my pocket and I pulled my underwear out and I held it up and I didn't have to say anything. They were like, oh, never mind.
They're like, hey, avoid the guy over there.
That's how you get rid of them. I'm weird about homeless people. Like, there's the freeway exit I get off on to come downtown to get to work every day. And there are two different people that seem to share the spot. There's a guy and there's an older woman. And she's probably in her late 60s, early 70s. And I'll give her a $5.
Oh, I saw that lady.
I will pull over and give her money. Mm-hmm. The guy, who's a lot younger and looks very fit.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about.
Pisses the fuck out of me.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've had people come out and go, you know, ask me for money. I'm like, get a fucking job.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've pumped gas. I've been a talking Christmas tree. I've waited tables.
I've scrubbed toilets.
I've scrubbed toilets. Mm-hmm. I was a housekeeper.
You could spin a sign on a street.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? And when I need money, I fucking work for it. And if I'm able to stand up and walk, I don't care if I have a home or not, I can work. I can work. And I will find something. I've done. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's like the little old lady who's probably really smart and got this whole plan and she's a multi-billionaire. but I still give her money. And then there's like the ones that look like drug addicts that I never give anything to, but I will give food to. Occasionally I will buy food. If I stop someplace on the way to work to pick up food, I will, not this studio, but my last one, there were a lot of little places right around where I worked. I had to burp so badly and I'd be holding it. There you go. Wait.
Ooh. There you go. There you go. Ginger has just burped for you.
That just felt so much better. but I would pick up extra food and give it to the people that would accept food.
I've done the food too.
You know, I don't know. I'm really weird about homeless.
I've given food, but one of my friends, guy didn't like sesame seeds on the bun of the burger I gave him. And he didn't take it.
Fucker.
Yeah,
sometimes they don't. But I've had him take bananas. Sometimes I keep bananas in the car and somebody will have a sign, say they're hungry, and I'll say, do you want a banana? And they'll take the banana.
Do you keep food on the side, Ginger?
Do I keep bananas on the side?
Wrong question. I do want to say that Haight Street, I was up there too.
Don't hate on Haight.
We're
really trying to help.
Haight-Ashbury.
We're doing a good thing here. We've got like four seconds and 37 minutes that we've been nice now.
Yeah, I will tell you, this is what my sister did once. She sometimes answers just things inappropriately without meaning to. And we were on Haight Street and this guy came up asking for money for homeless children, right? Right. Like, oh, could you please donate money for homeless children? And my sister goes, I'm starving right now. Can I get back to you? And I'm like, you go off.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
They're homeless children.
Oh my God. I love that.
You don't tell them
that's
you're starving.
Because
they are. They are starving.
I had people give me money.
You're hungry.
When I was walking down the street. There was one lady, she would give me $5. I'd be walking like I do at night just to get my exercise.
And look for guys in vans?
And sometimes the guys will come out.
Yeah.
But he would come up to me and she would give me $5 and she would go, you don't have to work tonight. Go get yourself something to eat.
Oh my God. Stevie, get off the fucking corner. How many times have I told you? No white windowless vans, no corners. I have the solution for most homeless people. And I can say this because I came from a very poor family.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm talking, you know, really bad times. We'd eat navy beans and ham hocks for like the week. That was like the big thing. Bread with butter and sugar was a big treat.
Oh, I love
that.
Yeah.
Cinnamon. You know, and I mean we were very poor. You know, we were not wealthy at all. None of our family was. And what I used to do is I was the kid in school that my pants were too short, and rather than my mom buying me new ones, I would have to take the bottoms off of another pair and sew them on. So I'd have a pair of jeans with 6 inches of plaid around the bottom.
Trendy.
Yeah, I was very cool.
Yeah.
I was very cool. And so I didn't have a whole lot of friends. And I knew that one way to make friends, people where I grew up, they went camping all the fucking time. Everybody went camping. And so what I would do was I would go to the grocery store with my jeans, with the plaid sewn in the bottom. And I would just shoplift all the steaks, all the burgers, all the meat, anything I needed, anything. And I would shoplift food for everybody and then take it out. We go to the park, we go barbecue, and I got to hang out with the cool kids.
That's
so brilliant. As far as homeless people go, I'm sorry. You can steal food just as easily as you can beg it from money from me.
You could. And I realized something. We are
I'm an awful bitch.
No. This is our second show in a row that we're talking about homeless people.
I know. What if they have three strikes? They didn't have three strikes when you were around.
We are
really fascinated with homeless people.
Downtown Los Angeles.
We are.
They're everywhere.
Homeless people like to camp too. They've got tents. Terrible. That's terrible. They like camping. They have tents.
Oh, God.
Oh, too soon. Too soon. Can they hear us?
Probably. No.
They're at the library.
They have a cell phone
or a library card.
Or a library card, yeah.
Or a computer.
They could be judging us right now. Saying really mean things about us on iTunes.
We could be them tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah, no shit.
Oh my gosh.
No shit.
We are at Skid Row Studios.
I'm very happy to have a home.
I am too.
I don't know. I just come up with solutions. Like, why don't you buy, like, save up a lot? Because they have money. You know, sometimes people have money and they're just like that mentality. Like, people have said stories like, that they have picked up a homeless person. They had like $100,000 strapped to them. It just so happens.
I would so be a mugger.
If you were homeless, you could mug other homeless people.
I would.
Then buy a trailer.
You know, I'm thinking a trailer is a really good idea because you don't go from a house to nothing, to living on the street. There's at least a car in between.
There's something.
There's something. You've got friends.
Yeah, why don't you build a tree
house? You've got some time to figure things out before you live on the street.
Yeah.
And unless you're nuts, I don't have a lot of patience for it. And now I'm freaked the fuck out. We have to talk about sex.
Oh, okay.
I am just done with the whole homeless thing.
Forget it.
Just get a job.
We're going to bring Ginger on the subway. what a young guy is like today. Guy changed. Get a job. Because that's what I wanted to say. Get a job, buddy.
All right. We're taking this show down to the soup kitchen. And Ginger's going to have to talk to these people.
Let's go to the soup kitchen. And they go, are you going to volunteer? No.
You're going to have to mentor them in sex. You're going to bring sex toys down to the midnight mission.
Let's take Ginger down there.
I am wearing a biohazard suit. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to mentor
them
in sex.
We're going to go to the soup kitchen.
Are you kidding me?
And when they go like this. When they go, hey, are you here to hand out soup? Yeah. No. Ginger's here to tell these people to get their lives together.
You need to have a screaming O.
Get your shit together,
okay? Get us a megaphone, okay?
I have done every job on the entire fucking planet. I worked for Giuseppe and his wife. What was her name? Oh, my God.
Giuseppa.
No.
Giovanna?
Rosie? Giuseppe?
Probably Rosie.
Giuseppe and Rosa. Anyway.
Get a job.
Giuseppe used to throw knives at Rosa. Did she quit? No. No, she did
she
not.
She worked. Threw she knives worked. At her?
She learned how to dodge knives.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You just suck it up and make it work. Speaking of suck it up, yay,
oh my
Caroline.
Gosh.
Woo!
Hello. You're going to be over
right
here.
Right here over where Stevie is. We're going to put you. Oh, my spots. God. You look fucking amazing.
Oh, you've got shamrock.
Caroline.
And even my sled bag is green.
Glowing in the dark with a bright green halter type dress. Slit up to, not even slit. It's just, if... Oh, God, you're so fucking hot. Her ass is hanging out the back.
Yeah.
Little, let me see like the back of your panties.
It's like a naughty leprechaun.
Looks like a little, you are a naughty leprechaun. And your earrings are glowing and sparkling
blinking.
And blinking in the dark. Sure. And then you have a bright, put your headphones on, honey. Right there. There you go. And then if you can't hear us, there's a little dial in front of you with a red dial.
Where?
Do you see a red dial on the box? There's a blue box in front of you.
Wait.
Is there a blue box in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a black knob with a red dial?
Can you hear?
I'm to see with my... I need my glasses. Come over.
You know what? Put
I think Ginger's going to help.
I'm coming in.
This should be on.
Right now, we're talking about blue boxes, which is different than other boxes that we're talking about usually.
Yeah. I can't hear it. No, I can't hear it. I can't hear me.
You can't hear you?
No.
Okay. How about now? What about now?
No, I can't hear any
Why
of you.
Why am I talking?
Are you sure?
I like how
I can't hear.
Yep.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Hello. Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh.
Can't.
Okay. There you go.
My slut bag's in the way of the camera.
Oh, that's okay. The slut bag in the way.
What's in a
that's
slut bag?
What was covering up all the problems.
Oh.
Oh, is
but
that
you can
what
hear
it
me?
There you go. Yeah, then you can hear yourself.
Wait. Right. I don't know. Sometimes these.
What's in
how about
a slut
now?
Bag?
No. You know what? I might have to turn off the. It, when I do this.
Oh, I bet it's your earrings.
It is.
Take your earrings
really?
Off.
No, all I have to do is turn them off.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. They mess up the signal somehow?
That one's
they
still
do.
On?
They do. I was reading the back of the thing, and it said it messes up radio signals.
No way. No.
Maybe,
right.
maybe that's
now.
What the guy on the Malaysia airplane was wearing.
No, I still can't hear you.
You know what? Okay. Take them off and forget about them.
Is
what?
There?
Yeah.
Because you can hear me. Can you hear me?
It'll
is it better
up.
Without the headphones?
I can hear you if I pull.
Take them off. Take them off. You know what? I'll take mine off too.
Wait.
We'll be twins. Look, there you go.
Yeah, let's see.
Now
no,
can you hear
it's
me?
Not working.
Okay,
no?
Take them off. I'll take mine off.
Oh, okay.
We'll be headless, phoneless twins.
They work if I hold them away from my head.
Just take them off, beautiful girl. I've got things lined up for you that are so much sexier than headphones. All right, Caroline in studio with us. I am
with
Ginger
glowing shamrock earrings.
You look fucking amazing. Unbelievable. I'm Ginger Lynn with
Ro Del Grazzi.
And
Stevie!
And
Carolot,
where can we find you on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, wherever you are? Where are you located that we can find you?
On Twitter, I'm that Twitter / at Carolot.
And Carolot is C-A-R-A-L-O-T-T, Carolot.
Correct. There's a lot of Carolots on there, but I'm the real deal.
How do we know that you're the correct one?
It'll have a big marquee that I was feature dancing at, and it'll say Carolot Live, hottest porn. Yeah, that one right there.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
See, you can see my little green dress. You can see my green dress on that.
That's the real Carolot.
That's
the one you want to follow. That's the one you want to be right
next
to.
There's a lot of fakers out there.
There are. There's a website. My Twitter name is Blame It On Ginger, same as the name of the radio show here, Blame It On Ginger. But there's a Ginger Lynn Twitter thing, and it's me at like 20 years old, and I'm lying there with my mouth open like I'm about to take a cock in it. Kind of, this is the pose. And
it's an imposter?
It's an imposter.
How
it's
dare
not
they?
Me. It's
How
not me.
Dare
not
they?
Me at all. So anyway, Carolot, we're going to play a game with you. How do you feel about biting?
Biting what? Biting what?
Being bitten? Biting other people?
I'll bite other people.
How do you feel about being bitten?
My skin's a little sensitive.
Then don't get any answers wrong.
Yeah.
Carola in studio with us right now. We're about to play.
Why don't we do the pinching thing since it's so close to...
It is a biting game, but I'll be very gentle if I'm the one biting you. I promise we will. You get to pick the part you get bitten. You can pick a toe. You can pick a pinky. You can pick any part of your body you want. You pick where you get bitten. It won't be, we're not going to leave scars or marks.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Promise?
Oh, of course.
Are you comfortable? Are you consenting?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Stevie actually just nuzzles. Right, Stevie?
Stevie doesn't bite.
Oh, yeah, I don't bite.
I'm guessing.
And you're
from...
sitting next to Stevie, so it kind of goes in a little round robin here. So, Ro Della Grazia is going to start it off. Yes. She's going to ask Stevie a question.
Okay.
Oh.
Stevie's going to have to say whether it's right or wrong or whatever. If I don't know. Ro, pick number 22.
And then I read it, right?
And then you read it to Stevie.
Well, you have to make it into a question.
But you can make it into a question or a true or false. You have to convert
it. Okay. I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Okay.
Which U.S. president referred to his penis as jumbo? Was it...
assuming that Ro knows three U.S. presidents.
How dare you? Abraham Lincoln.
I've heard of him.
Good one.
Thank you. John F. Kennedy.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Oh, that's... Wow. And the B's in there.
Barack Obama. Or George W. Bush Sr.
Oh, no.
Or all the rest of them combined.
So if she gets this wrong, I get bitten.
No, this is between these two.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I just go with none of the above?
That wasn't an option. It's not on the list, Stevie.
I would have picked Johnson.
Oh, my God. You are so going to be homeless soon.
Johnson. Let me see. I would go with... who were the men again? Who were the candidates?
Abraham Lincoln.
John F. Kennedy Jr.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Barack Obama.
Or George Bush Sr.
I'm just going to go with Barack. Just saying. Just because I want to go with Barack.
I don't even know the question.
Carol Lott was right.
It was Lyndon B. Johnson.
President Lyndon B. Johnson referred to his penis as jumbo.
Well, Johnson, jumbo.
Yeah,
I get it.
I didn't get it.
He
at
had
all.
A big one.
Hey, look at me. I'm a profiler.
I'm so sorry.
I thought this was new trivia.
I like how you went with Barack Obama because he's black. Is that why you did that?
I do.
He's current. Like, I know Barack Obama.
With all that's going on in the world, do you think that penis fact, that's going to come out after his term?
What's coming out
later,
after his
term? Right now, Stevie, are you going to get your titty tweaked or your titty twisted or your toe tweaked?
I thought it was a biting game.
Oh, that's the next game. You're right. Which body part do you want Ro to bite?
Nothing crazy. Chris
Ro
might be
is
watching.
Coming in to bite you.
Okay. I'll have her bite, I don't know, my...
Shoulder?
My shoulder.
Ro.
Okay. I'm
cheating.
Go
shoulder? Would you like your shoulder bitten?
Ah.
Yeah, that's exactly. If I was going to have you bite me, oh, baby, I want you to come over here and bite my shoulder.
Ow!
Ow!
She bites.
That was a good one. That was a great one.
I was trying to see if you were awake.
I had a friend whose kid would do that. Would
really?
Just walk up to little kids so you couldn't like say anything. Just come up to you and bite you.
Oh, my yeah. No, kids do that.
My son had a period for about 6 months where he would, I knew it was coming. And he was at the crawling point. And if anyone had a bare toe out, he would look over and I knew I had
toes,
to get there. He would go and bite the big toe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my sister did that.
My sister was absolutely mortified that my niece was biting the little children in the preschool and she just thought it was her only kid. And I just like, it's totally normal.
Yeah.
Aunt Kara says it's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it.
My little sister
and
did
you
that.
Know what?
She
it is normal.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's totally normal.
Was like
she was an only
kid?
Child. They kept telling her, well, you have to teach them, you know, with your other children at home. But she was an only child at the time. So,
you know, I think there's those of us who are just born with a sexual nature. Carolot, you've been in the adult film industry in one way or another for many years, correct?
Oh, more than 32 years.
I'm right there, right next to you. I, Ginger Lynn, have been in and out of the business for over 30 years. Now, Ro Della Grazia is a civilian. She's a comedian.
I'm a civilian.
And Stevie is a civilian.
Neither
Ro nor Stevie, I'm sorry, this is Stevie, are in the adult film industry. But yet, the four of us can all sit here and have a total normal, natural conversation about sexual things without an issue. And for some reason in my mind, because it's the way I think that everybody else is the same way. Yeah. So to sit here next to you, Ro, and to sit here next to you, Stevie, civilians, and have you be able to have a normal conversation about sex is...
I have weird sex,
it's like, it's a big fantasy for me. No, you don't.
It's weird. It's not on the set.
Well, yes, Stevie does. Stevie does. Ginger.
It's weird.
Let's be honest.
Never mind.
Stevie has. Yeah.
It's with strangers. Like, yeah, I don't even get their names.
Stevie should be in the porn industry.
So it's weird. It's not like controlled and everyone knows who's going to be with who. It's just like, I just walk out of the studio and go with somebody.
We got to get a one-man show with Stevie. It's called,
I used to do that. I
mean, a one-man show?
A one-man show.
Oh, wait. You guys are having a different conversation.
Oh, no. We just we recognized each other.
Yeah, she took some pictures of me. And then on the next show, the next AVN show, she came back with the photos. And I still have
them. She's a he.
Oh.
But that's okay.
I have long hair.
He has long hair.
I have really long hair down here.
The longest hair. Get this big long ponytail.
Oh, my God.
But she's the manliest man I know.
Get this.
She's the manliest woman I know.
I watched China in Silk. So... I saw you as the stewardess.
I haven't seen that film, but I...
We're in it together. We're both in it. China and Silk. It was you. It was me.
Christera Barrington.
Yes.
Yeah. And she's not even Chinese. She's Korean.
I know.
And they had her in that little Chinese head.
And that's what pissed me off about the whole movie. I mean, I was fine with the bad lighting. I was fine with the really hairy pussies. I was fine with the cocks that you couldn't see because the hair was growing halfway up the dick.
Wow.
But the fact that they pretended she was one Asian...
just another
Chinese
example.
Instead of Korean.
Instead of another
Korean.
Another example of Koreans taking Chinese jobs.
It really pissed me off.
And you were,
I have a problem with that
stewardess.
Movie. You know what? I don't want to talk about the movie anymore. I don't. Give Carolot a question.
Carolot. Okay.
Oh, we got to pick a number, Ginger.
Okay. I pick number...
Speak slowly.
Six.
Number six.
Six.
Yeah, okay. I've got part-timers, so speak slowly.
Oh. Okay. Assuming that love and war have been connected for thousands of years, would the word vagina mean...
Wait, can I interject?
Stevie's trying to talk about vaginas.
We need to do a different question. This is a hard one.
That's a hard one.
Let's pick another number.
Okay, let me pick another number. 16.
16.
Okay. Is that...
Okay, we're going to scratch that one.
I love tests. I'm a good test taker.
All right, we'll give you another one.
Okay.
Carolot Institute with us taking a test. Someone will be bitten.
In ancient Greece...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Pick the other one. Go ahead.
An exposed erection was frowned on, worshipped, or hidden.
I would think it would be worshipped.
Worshipped? No, it was frowned upon.
You're kidding. Oh, no.
Wait, read the second part of that.
It says,
why?
Additionally, a small penis was considered ideal.
Guys. You need to go back to Greek times.
Smaller penises.
There's a lot of people that want to go back to Greek times right now.
That was Greece?
That was Greece.
When? Maybe it was the Romans that wanted the hard cock.
I know I've been reincarnated many times.
Yeah, the Romans were the ones that liked the hard cock. That was a trick question.
Can I point out, though, that Greek and Italians have a lot of naked statues, so that's an interesting fact. And they all have small penises.
I've noticed that they all have small penises.
So what the hell?
Nudity was accepted.
Yeah.
But
nudity was accepted.
But erection was frowned upon.
Oh, so
nudity
is fine.
I was thinking the Roman.
I was too.
Roman bathhouses.
Oh, I'm thinking a big old hard dick.
Yeah.
All right, so Carolot, you are always a winner in my eyes, but you are a loser right now. So what part of your body do you want bitten?
Oh, we have to take
the only part that has never been bitten before.
Whoa. We're going to say that in just a second. We're coming up with the only part that's never been bitten before. I am Ginger Lynn. You're listening to Blame It on Ginger with me, Ginger Lynn, and
Ro Del Grazie.
And
Stevie!
And
Carolot.
If you want more, if you haven't had enough, if it's not naughty enough for you, stick around. Come back to SkidRowStudios.com. That's where you're going to hear all the dirty, naughty, nasty, wonderful things that you missed right now.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Ooh, don't go anywhere.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
I'm Ginger Lynn, and I'm a very, very lucky girl. Every single Thursday, I'm going to be bringing you Whores and Horrors with Miss Kelly Nichols. You're going to get inside Kelly. You're going to get to tickle my fancy. Guess what's up Ginger's ass? One of my favorite games. We'll put something up there. Blindfold Kelly. She's going to get down on her hands and knees and eat it out and see if she can guess what's been up in my butt. We've got queer quotes, Mystery X-rated 3000 Theater. We've got Gross Out, the horror game, Educating Gina, and Talking Dirty to Me, as well as many, many other things. That's Thursday's Whores and Horrors with Ginger Lynn and Kelly Nichols.